Hallelujah, 弟兄姐妹平安.
We praise and thank God that we can be here to worship the true and living God together.
我们感谢神，我们可以在这边一起来敬拜这位天上又真又活的神.
This is the second straight Sabbath I can be here with all of you.
那这是连续第二个安息日，我可以在这边和大家一同聚会.
And this is very rare.
是一个难得的机会.
So my heart is very joyful that I can worship the true and living God with all of you.
所以我的心里非常的高兴，我可以和大家一同来敬拜这位活神。
This morning I'd like to share with you, am I my brother's keeper?
那今天早上我想以我启示看过的弟兄的吗和大家分享。
Let's turn the book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 9.
我们请翻开创世纪第四章第九节。
The book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 9.
第四章第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?
第九节, 神对该隐说, 你兄弟亚伯在哪里? 他说, 我不知道, 我岂是看守我兄弟的吗?
We know in the beginning God created Adam and Eve in his own image.
我们知道, 在开始的时候, 神以自己的形象创造了亚当和夏娃。
So when God brought Eve to Adam, he said, Bones my bones and flesh my flesh.
当神将夏娃带到亚当面前，跟他说：“这是你的骨中骨，肉中肉。”
Because of this, I will call you Eve. I mean the mother of all living.
因为这样子，我要叫你夏娃。她是所有众生之母。
Then the time Adam was the father of all living.
那个时候亚当是众生之父。
Because when they came together, and then they begot a son, and that son was Cain.
然后他们在一起之后生了一个儿子叫该隐。
And later on, they also have another son that was Abel.
然后又生了亚伯。
And we know that here in chapter 4, verse 9, the Lord said to Cain, Where is your brother Abel?
那第九节这里神对该隐说，你的兄弟亚伯在哪里？
And he said to God, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?
他回答说，我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？
So even though they were siblings during that time,
即使是在那个时候他们是兄弟。
Why did Cain kill his brother Abel?
为什么该隐要杀他的兄弟亚伯呢？
And why did when the Lord asked him, Where is Abel? He said, Am I my brother's keeper?
当神问他说，你的兄弟亚伯在哪里？ 他怎么回答，我岂是看守我兄弟的呢？
In other words, he just said, Why do I need to show love toward my brother?
换句话就是说，他等于是说，为什么难道我需要对我的弟兄来表达出我的爱吗？
And why did Cain respond such a way to God?
为什么该隐会以这样的方法来回答神的话呢？
If we read verse 3 to verse 8.
如果我们读第三节到第八节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 3 to verse 8.
创世纪第四章第三节到第八节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Verse 4.
第四节。
Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of his fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. Verse 5.
第五节。
But he did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Verse 6.
第六节。
So the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why have your countenance fallen? Verse 7.
第七节。
If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Verse 8.
第八节。
Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. So we can see that during this time, the reason Cain entered such a way to God because God did not respect his offering.
在我们这里看到，该隐之所以这样子回答神，是因为神不喜欢他的祭物。
We know that Cain, what he did was evil in the sight of God.
我们知道该隐所做的是邪恶的。
But what Abel did was pleasant to the eyes of the Lord.
但是亚伯所行的却是神所眼中看为喜悦的。
So because of this, God accepted Abel's offering and not Cain.
所以因为这样子，神就接纳了亚伯的献祭，而不是该隐的。
So in other words, Cain's relationship with God was not good.
换句话说，就是该隐和神的关系并不好。
So because of this, he also took out on his younger brother.
因为这样子，他就发怒在他的弟弟上。
To the point that he was so angry because of God did not accept his offering, and then he ended up killing his young brother Abel.
甚至这样子，因为神不接受他的接纳，他非常生气，就杀了他的弟弟。
While the minute he was angry, sin lay at his door.
当他生气的那个时候开始，罪就在门前慕念念慕他。
But God said you can rule over it.
神告诉他说，你却要制服他。
But Cain was not able to do that.
但是该隐却没有办法。
Because of this, when the two of them walk in the field, then Cain rose up and killed his own brother.
所以当他们两个正在田间的时候，该隐就起来打他兄弟，把他杀了。
So that's why when the Lord asked him, "Where's your brother Abel?"
所以当神问该隐说，你的兄弟亚伯在哪里
？And he said, "I do not know."
他说我不知道。
Am I my brother's keeper?
我岂是看守我兄弟的吗
？See, even though they are siblings, but Cain did not consider Abel to be a person that he loved.
虽然说他们是兄弟，但是该隐并没有把亚伯当作他爱的人。
So nowadays we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is a heavenly Father.
所以今天我们知道神是我们天上的父。
So those of us who are baptized, Jesus is our Father.
对于那些已经受洗的人来说，耶稣基督就是我们的父。
And the church is all our mothers.
教会就是我们的母亲。
So we also are siblings.
所以我们也是弟兄姐妹。
If God asks us nowadays, where is your brother?
如果今天神问我们说，你的弟兄在哪里呢
？How do we respond to him？
我们要怎么回答呢
？Do we say in our heart, "Am I my brother's keeper？"
我们回答说，我岂是看守我弟兄的吗
？Do I need to show concern and care for my fellow brothers？
我难道需要关心关爱我的师兄弟吗
？But if we don't have a good relationship with God，
如果你和神没有建立良好的关系
，Quite often we don't care about our brothers and sisters。
很多时候我们并不关心我们周遭的弟兄姐妹。
Whatever they do it is their own life。
不管他们的生活发生了什么，那是他们的事。
As long as I'm doing okay, I will be fine。
只要是我过得去，我就没问题了。
But this is not the Christian way of doing things.
但是这不是一个基督徒生活的方式。
Because God is our Father.
因为天上的神是我们的父。
And we are brothers and sisters.
我们是弟兄姐妹。
So we must show love toward one another.
那我们必须要彼此来关爱。
So when God asks us, "Where's your brother?" we know exactly where our brother is.
所以当神问我们说你的兄弟在哪里，我们知道我们的兄弟在哪里。
And we will not say, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
我们不会回答说。我岂是看守我兄弟的吗
？But rather we should always show concern to our brothers and sisters.
那反而我们要表现出我们的关爱对我们的弟兄姐妹。
Because this is the thing that God wants us to do.
因为这是神所要我们做的。
To show love and concern toward one another.
那我们能够彼此来关心关爱。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
我们来看约翰福音十三章。
The book of John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13, verse 47 and 48.
约翰福音十三章是十七节四十八节。
I'm sorry, John chapter 12, verse 40. No, I'm sorry, it's John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35.
约翰福音十三章三十四节三十五节。
Verse 34 and 35.
三十四节三十五节。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Verse 35.
35节
But this all will know that you are my disciple, if you have love for one another. So we can see in these two verses that Lord Jesus Christ stressed twice that we should love for one another.
所以在这两节我们看到耶稣基督强调两次我们必须要彼此相爱。
And this is the new commandment that he had given to us.
那这是他所赐给我们的一条新命令。
But in reality, this commandment already been written in the Ten Commandments. That is the last six commandments that God wants us to obey.
那事实上这一条诫命早就写在十诫之中，就是后面的六条诫命要我们遵守的。
He said that you love one another.
这里说我们要彼此相爱。
Just like he have loved us.
就好像神爱我们。
And he said if we want to be his disciple.
如果说我们就让人认出我们是神的门徒。
This means we must love one another.
就是说我们要彼此相爱。
That's why we always mention, as Christian, if we don't live a life to love one another, our life is not worth living.
就好像我常说的，如果说我们一个基督徒没有过着一个彼此相爱的生活，那我们的生命也就不值得了。
Just like a biological family.
就好像我们的生这个自己的亲生的家庭。
The reason we call each other family because we have a special love toward one another.
之所以我们称为家庭，是因为我们对彼此之间有一份特殊的关爱。
We never treat a stranger, right, just like a family.
那我们不会把陌生人当作是我们的家人一样的方法看待。
Because as a family is a special connection.
因为一个家人有一个非常特殊的连结。
That we do things for one another that we don't do for strangers.
那我们会彼此做的事情，我们并不会对外人做。
For example, if an outsider come to a house, can they just open a fridge, right, and take the pot and pan start cooking?
如果说一个陌生人来了，难道我们会从冰箱里面拿出东西来煮给他吃吗
？Of course not.
当然不会。
If a family members come over, of course they can open a fridge, they can use whatever they want because they are family member.
那如果说有一个家人来到我们家里，当然他们会打开冰箱，也会煮东西，没有关系，因为是家人。
Why? Because as family, we love one another deeply.
因为同一家人，我们非常彼此的相爱。
So that's why Jesus Christ said.If we are his disciple, we must love one another.
所以这里耶稣基督告诉我们说，如果我们是他的门徒，我们就要彼此相爱。
In other words, yes, I am my brother's keeper.
另外一个换句话说，就是说是的，我是看守我弟兄的。
Because it's the commandment that God has given to us to keep.
因为这是神所要我们遵行的命令。
And Paul also said exactly the same thing.
保罗也是说的一样的事。
Let's go to Romans chapter 13.
我们看罗马书十三章。
Verse 8.
罗马书十三章第八节。
Romans chapter 13 verse 8.
罗马书十三章第八节。
Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
凡事都不可亏欠，唯有彼此相爱，要常以亏欠，因为爱人的就爱完全律法。
Actually, there's many laws in the Old Testament.
我们知道在旧约中有许多的律法。
But Paul shared with us all, no one, nothing, except to love one another.
但是在保罗跟我们分享说，凡事都不可亏欠，唯有彼此相爱。
And this is really great wisdom.
我想这是一个很大的智慧。
But he said, for he who loves one another has fulfilled the law.
这里说，那爱人的就完全的律法。
How wonderful this is.
这是一个多么完美的、美好的事啊。
So this means our whole life is Christian. All we need to do is to show love.For one another.
所以就是说，身为一个基督徒，我们这一生要做的就是要来彼此相爱。
If you be able to do this, we fulfill all the law.
如果说我们可以这样子做，我们也就完全的律法。
And Peter also said exactly the same thing.
彼得也说了一样的事。
Listen to 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22.
彼得前书第一章二十二节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22.
彼得前书第一章二十二节。
Since you have purified your soul and obeyed the truth through the spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
We can see Peter also stressed because for those of us who've been purified through the spirit.
在这里彼得也强调说，如果我们因为顺从了真理，
We should love one another with sincere heart.
那我们就应该以当心里切实的彼此相爱。
And we should love one another fervently.
那我们应该切实的来相爱，没有虚假。
So you can see all the apostles, they always stress about love toward one another.
所以我们在这里看到使徒，他们都强调我们要来彼此相爱。
And First John is the same thing.
在约翰一书也是这么说。
The book of First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 11.
约翰一书第三章十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节。
For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听的命令。
So our Lord Jesus Christ said we must love one another.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说，我们必须彼此相爱。
Paul said we must love one another.
保罗告诉我们说，我们必须彼此相爱。
Peter said we should love one another.
彼得也说，我们应当彼此相爱。
And John said we should love one another.
约翰也说，我们应当彼此相爱。
Because they know that love will be able to fulfill all the law and the commandment.
因为他们知道。爱能够成完全所有的律法。
So this means our whole life we must pursue this kind of love that we want to have toward one another.
所以我们的一生之中，我们都要追求这样子一个彼此相爱的生活。
And what happens if we don't love one another?
那如果我们彼此相爱，会发生什么事呢
？Look at First John chapter 3 verse 12.
我们看约翰福音。
First John chapter 3 verse 12.
第三章第十二节。
Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder his him? Because his works were evil, and his brother righteous.
十二节不可以像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。 为什么杀了他呢？因为自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
When we love one another indirectly, we are loving God.
那当我们彼此相爱的时候，间接我们也爱了神。
And when we cannot love one another, this means our heart is very evil.
当我们不能够彼此相爱的时候，就代表我们的心有了邪恶。
That's why in verse 14, chapter 3, verse 14.
就是说，第三章十四节这里说。
We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得已经是出死入生的，没有爱心的人住在死中。
Love for one another is so powerful.
我们彼此相爱是这么的有力量。
If we have love toward one another, we have life inside of us.
如果说我们有彼此相爱的心，在我们内中就有生命。
But those of us who cannot love one another, we abide in death.
那些不能够彼此相爱的，仍住在死中。
And that's why verse 15 says, "Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him."
所以十五节更进一步告诉我们说，凡恨他兄弟的，就是杀人的。你们想。晓得凡杀人的没有永生存在他里面。
So there's no doubt that we should be a brother's keeper.
所以毫无疑问的，我们是应该看守我们的兄弟。
There's no doubt that we should continue to love one another always.
也毫无疑问的，我们应该一直来彼此相爱。
But the question is, how should we show love to one another?
但是问题是，我们要怎么样来表现出彼此的相爱呢？
Because nowadays many people in the world use the word love very loosely.
我们知道今天这个爱这个字已经被滥用了。
Just like sometimes when a husband leaves the house, he says to his wife, I love you.
就好像丈夫要离开门之前会跟他的太太说我爱你。
Just quite often when the children say to their parents, I love you.
就好像小孩有时候会跟父母说我爱你。
Everybody always say, I love you, I love you, I love you.
每个人都把我爱你挂在嘴上。
But we know the word I love you is not, when we love someone, it's not only by words only.
但是我们知道爱并不是把这个字挂在嘴上就好了。
There must be some kind of action that accompanied by the word I love you.
那必须要有相配的行为相称才可以。
And quite often, even if you don't say the word I love you, if an action can prove that we love a person, then that action will speak louder than words.
那即使说有时候我们没有讲我爱你，但是我们实际表现的行为来证明我们的爱，那事实上这个比说出来的更有力。
For example, if a husband loves his wife,
就好像一个丈夫爱他的妻子。
And every time he come back from work, he just sit down and watch TV.
如果说每天他工作回来只是坐在那边打开电视。
And every time his wife cook for him.
他的太太每天为他煮饭。
And never once he uttered the word I thank you.
他从来也不说谢谢。
I really appreciate what you have, you know, every day that you cook for me.
也不说我感谢你每天来为我准备晚餐。
Yes, he can say I love you until he's blue in the face.
是的，我们可以对他的面前说我爱你。
But if he doesn't want to spend time with his wife, he doesn't show concern to his wife, then I love you become nothing.
如果说他不愿意花时间和他的太太相处，那不愿意关心他的太太，那这个我爱你在挂在嘴上也没有意义了。
So just like for us as Christians,
就好像我们基督徒
，when we say I love you to one another,
当我们对彼此说我爱你的时
候 ，of course this love must be the love that is from above, that is from God.
当然这个爱必须从天上来的，从神而来的。
Because in the Bible, the word love can comes, you know, in different meanings.
在圣经里面，爱有时候也代表着不同的意义。
For example, you know, brotherly love.
举例来说，就好像兄弟之间的爱。
For example, lustful love.
就好像这个贪恋物质的爱。
Or love toward our parents.
或者是我们对父母的爱。
But the love that we want to pursue is the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们应该追求的爱就是我们基督的爱。
Because that is pure love.
因为那个是纯洁的爱。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们看哥林多前书13章。
This is the definition of love.
这里告诉我们爱的定义是什么。
Because this love is truly is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个爱是真的从耶稣基督而来的。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 to verse 8.
哥林多前书13章第4节第8节。
Verse 4.
第四节
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Verse 5.
第五节
Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Verse 6.
第六节
Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Verse 7.
七节
Be all things, believe all things, hope all things, and do all things. Verse 8.
第八节
Love never fails, but whether they are prophecy, they will fail. Whether they are tongues, they will cease. Whether they are knowledge, it will vanish away. We can see how powerful the love, we have that kind of true love from God is.
那我们从这里可以看得出来，如果我们有那样从神来的爱，是多么有力量。
It says love suffers long and is kind.
啊，这里告诉我们说，爱是恒久忍耐。
Love does not envy.
啊，爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not parade itself.
啊，爱是不自夸不张狂。
Love is not puffed up.
啊，爱是不张狂。
And love does not behave rudely.
啊，不做害羞的事。
Love does not seek its own.
不求自己的益处。
And love is not provoked and thinks no evil.
不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
And love does not rejoice in iniquity.
不喜欢不义。
But rejoice in the truth.
只喜欢真理。
Love will be all things.
凡事包容。
Love believe all things.
凡事相信。
Love hope all things.
凡事盼望。
And love endure all things.
凡事忍耐。
If we have this kind of love, love can never fail.
如果你有这样子的爱，爱是永不止息的。
So that's why we have this kind of love toward one another.
所以我们要追求这样子的彼此相爱。
For sure, this love be able to lift one another up.
那确定的这样子的爱能够将我们每个人都高举起来。
But how can we show love toward one another?
我们要怎么样才能够对彼此来展现出我们的爱呢？
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
我们看罗马书第十五章
verse 7.
罗马书第十五章。第七节
Romans chapter 15 verse 7
罗马书第十五章第七节
Therefore receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God.
所以你们要彼此接纳如同基督接纳你们一样。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ died for all of us.
我们知道耶稣基督为我们众人而死。
And the reason he died for all of us because he wanted to receive us so we can go to the Father.
那他之所以为我们而死，希望是他可以接纳我们，我们可以到天上见我们的父。
So the first way for us to show one another, we must receive one another.
那所以说我们要展现出我们彼此相爱，首先我们就要彼此的接纳。
We can see in our church is very unique.
我们知道我们的教会很特殊。
We have all different kind of people come to our church.
我们有不一样的人来到我们的教会。
But the big question is, can we receive everybody and love everyone equally?
但是问题是我们是不是能够一视同仁的彼此接纳来彼此相爱。
I mean, I remember one time while I was preaching a sermon here.
那我记得有一次我在这边讲到的时候。
And one of the homeless person came to church, sitting back there.
那有一个流浪汉他就来到教会坐在后面。
Of course, he did not smell too good.
当然他身上味道不好。
But during the time, the minute he sat down, every one of us who sat around him, we all scattered.
那当他一坐下来，他旁边的人就马上离开他们的位置。
Of course, this is not love, right?
那当然这样不是爱的表现。
Because love endure all things.
爱是凡事忍耐。
Love suffers long.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Yes, even though his odor was so bad, we cannot just get up and allow him to sit by himself there and make it so obvious that we have no tolerance for this kind of thing.
即使说他身上味道不好，我们也不应该马上起来离开他，让他觉得就是说我们没有办法忍受这样的事。
When we receive one another,
当我们彼此接纳的时候
，especially brothers and sisters,
尤其是弟兄姐妹。
Yes, maybe all of us we are Asian.
是的，也许我们都是亚洲人。
But it doesn't mean in our heart that we truly love one another equally.
那并不是说我们心里就真的爱其他的人都一视同仁。
No, one time a brother went to a church, a different denomination.
那有一次我们的弟兄到了一个别的教派的教会。
And the name of the church say the Church of Love.
那这个教会的名字是爱的教会。
So the brother, when they opened the door, he wanted to go into worship with them.
所以这个弟兄就打开门，希望进去和他们一同来聚会。
And one of the members asked him,Are you Korean?
那有一个人就问他说，你是韩国人吗？
And he said no.
他说不是。
Oh, and say this church is only for Korean only.
那他说哦，对不起，这个只是韩国人的教会。
Yes, even though the name of the church is a church of love, but if you're not Korean, they cannot love you.
那即使说这个教会的名字是爱的教会，但是如果你不是韩国人的话，他们没有办法爱你了。
So the same thing for us.
对我们来讲是一样的。
We must truly, analyze the word love that is from above. what does it mean to love one another?
那我们必须要仔细来分析啊，这个爱是从天上来的爱，我们要怎么样来彼此相爱呢？
To receive one another.
啊，就是要来彼此接
纳。Yes, maybe we have different status in society.
啊，是的，也许在社会上我们有不一样的地位。
We have different culture.
啊，也许我们来自不同的文
化。A different background.
啊，不同的背景。
Whatever it is, we must show the kind of love for everyone and there's no notional partiality.
啊，那不管是什么，那我们必对其他的人，我们要展现出我们彼此相爱的心，并不分国籍。
For me, really praise and thank God.
啊，对我来说，我感谢天上的神。
Since I came to Christ, I received much love from my brothers and sisters.
啊，自从我归入基督之后，我就从弟兄姐妹那边。
And for me, I believe firmly that because of this love, that's why I want to come out to serve God.
啊，对我来讲，我坚定的相信，因为这样子的爱，所以让我愿意。出来来为神做工。
Especially when I first came to know Jesus Christ.
尤其是当我刚来认识耶稣基督的时候。
Many members show so much love and so much kindness to bring us up in the faith.
那很多弟兄姐妹对我表现出他们的关心和他们的关爱。
Not every one of us are like this.
但是并不是我每个人都是这样子。
Especially for me coming from, you know, being a Gentile.
尤其对我来说，我是原先是个没有信主的人。
Because sometimes being a Gentile, you come to our church, and then people do not accept us even after baptism.
有时候你是一个外邦人，那即使说你信主之后，弟兄姐妹有时候还是不能接纳。
I know a couple of members who you know came to Christ later on in their life.
我们知道弟兄里面有一些是比较后来才信主的。
And they want to marry you know a brother or sister.
他们希望跟主内的弟兄姐妹来结婚。
But their parents would not allow them to.
但是他的父母并不赞成。
Why? Because their previous life they were Gentiles.
因为他们之前是没有信主的。
Yes, even though they are baptized.
即使说他们是已经受洗了
，But they still feel that they were Gentiles, so you should not marry them.
他们仍然害怕说他们之前是外邦人，所以你不应该和他们结婚。
If you think like this,
如果你是这样子的想法
，Not that we don't accept that brother as a brother, but we don't accept that the blood of Jesus Christ is effective during baptism.
那不但是我们不能接受接纳他是我们的弟兄，在他们受洗之后成为耶稣的子女，我们还是不能接受他们为弟兄。
Because a person who is baptized, they are new creation, have new life inside of them.
但是我们知道，一个人受洗之后他就是一个新造的人了，在他里面有新的生命。
So for this, we should not show partiality.
所以因为这样子，我们不能够有任何的差别待遇。
The minute they are baptized,
当他们受洗之后
，we must have the faith that the blood of Jesus Christ wash all the sin away.
我们必须要有信心，耶稣基督的宝血已经洗净他们的罪。
And yes, even though the first 25 years of their life was, you know, live according to Gentile, but now they have a newness of life. We should consider that their life is new.
那即使说他们过去25年是过着外邦人的生活，当他们受洗之后，我们要相信他已经有新的生命已经过新的生活。
But if you're not able to do this,
但是如果你没有办法这样子做
，this means we don't truly understand how powerful the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is.
也许你没有办法接受耶稣的宝血是多么的伟大。
And if we cannot accept this,
如果你没有办法接受这一个
，so this means also for us when we are baptized, we don't believe that the blood is effective also in us.
那也就是说我们里面的人你也不相信宝血能够洗净他们的罪。
That's why when people come to be baptized.
所以当人们来受洗归入基督之后
，They're no longer Greek or Jews.
他们不再是希腊人，也不再是
They're no longer slave or free.
也不再是为奴的，也不再算是自主的。
But we all have the same blood flowing through us.
我们里面有相同的血。
That's the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是耶稣基督的宝血。
So that's why we should not show partiality to those who come to Christ later on in their lives.
所以对于那些之后来信主的，我们不应该存着任何的偏见。
But sometimes also.You know, being Asian, we like different kind of Asian group.
即使说我们都是亚洲人，有时候我们也会在里面区分不同的小。
Maybe Taiwanese, we like those who are Taiwanese more.
也许这个来自台湾的比较喜欢来自台湾的。
Maybe Korean, we like those who are Korean more.
也许韩国的比较喜欢来自韩国。
Maybe those of us who are Indonesian, we like those Indonesian more.
也许那些来自印尼的会对来自印尼的比较关心。
If we do such thing, this means we have no love toward one another.
如果我们这样子做，也就是说我们真正没有彼此相爱的心。
That our love is very superficial.
那我们的爱就是很表面的。
Because when we are baptized, we should love one another equally.
因为当我们受洗之后，我们应当是要彼此相爱的。
And how can we do this? We receive one another.
如果说我们这样子，我们就没有彼此接纳。
That's why sometimes when I go to different churches.
所以有时候我到不同的教会去。
It always happens.
那常常看到这些事发
生。Sometimes the Taiwanese sit together during lunch.
有时候我看到来自台湾的总是聚在一起。
The Indonesians sit together.
那来自印尼的坐在一起。
The Koreans sit together.
那韩国的坐在一起。
Of course, it's nothing wrong. We always feel more comfortable with our own culture.
那当然这也没什么不对的，因为有时候我们对相同文化背景的人觉得比较舒服。
But not every single week.
但是不是每个星期我们。
Every single time we have fellowship.
每一次我们有团契的时候，我们都这样。
If we do such things indirectly, this means we do not love one another.
如果说我们这样做，间接的我们就没有彼此相爱了。
I really praise and thank God for my family and I.
那我非常感谢神在我家里。
Many brothers and sisters always be able to accept us, even though we be in Cambodian.
很多弟兄姐妹都能够接纳我们，即使说我们是柬埔寨人。
Because we have very few Cambodian in our church.
我们教会里面柬埔寨人并不多。
And thank God, two more sitting right there, they just came in to worship with us, right?
那感谢主，我们有两位刚加入我们。
I think this match almost all of us in the whole, you know, all the churches in the whole country.
那我相信这个教会里面有很多不同国家的。
So, but we have received much love from brothers and sisters.
但是我们要对彼此展现。
So receive one another.
我们要彼此来接纳。
When we receive one another, it's a proof that we truly love one another.
当我们彼此接纳之后，我们就证明我们真的是彼此相爱
了。It doesn't matter the person is poor or rich.
不管说这个人是富有是贫穷。
It doesn't matter if he has high status in society, he's worked just a laborer.
不管说他在社会的地位是高是低。
So we must show love toward one another.
我们必须要来彼此。
By receiving one another.
我们要来彼此接纳。
And also in Romans chapter 14, verse 19.
那在罗马书四章十九节。
14, 19.
十四章第十九节。
Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another.
十九节，所以我们要追求和睦的事，彼此建立德行的事。
This is another way for us to show that we love toward one another.
这是另外一个我们能够展现彼此相爱的方法。
We must pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another.
我们务要追求和睦的事与彼此建立德行的事。
Remember, we are one body.
我们要记得我们是同一个身体。
But we have different parts.
但是我们是身体的不同的部分。
But for sure that as one body, we know that even though we are different parts,But we always love our body parts equally.
那即使说我们是同一个身体，但是身体的不同部分，我们还是彼此互相的珍惜。
Maybe some of us have ugly nose.
也许我们的鼻子比较丑。
Are we going to cut it off?
把我们的鼻子切掉吗
？And for example, I have an ugly toe.
就好像我的脚趾头不好看。
Am I going to go and cut my toe off because it's so ugly?
那我会把我的脚切掉，因为它长得不好看吗
？No, I will take care of it.
那不会，我还是会好好照顾我的脚趾头。
Even though it's ugly, maybe to everybody else, but it's beautiful to me because it's part of my body.
那即使说对别人来讲是丑的，但是只要对我来说，我就觉得它是漂亮的。
And this is the way we should feel for one another.
那这是我们应该彼此对待的方法。
Of course, some of us maybe it's very hard for us to edify them.
当然有时候我们很难去感化每一个人。
But we must find a way to edify one another.
但是我们要必须要找我们的方法来彼此感化。
So just think about ourselves.
就好像想想我们自己。
You know, in this body, are we the cancer in this body?
那我们是这个身体中的肿瘤吗
？Are we the ugly pimples that on our face?
那我们是这个脸上的青春痘吗
？For sure, cancer.And pimple cannot edify anyone.
当然，肿瘤、青春痘、都不是可以造化人的。
Because cancer will cause someone, you know, to die.
因为这个肿瘤会让人死亡。
Maybe your pimples, even a pimple on a person's face, maybe you cause a person to be so annoyed.
那脸上长青春痘，有时候让人觉得很困扰。
But what should we be?
但是我们要怎么做呢?
We should be that part of a body that is so beautiful.
那我们要成为身体里面那美好的肢体。
When we look at ourselves in the mirror,
当我们自己对着镜子看的时候,
we can say, wow, I'm so beautiful, I'm so handsome.
我们可以说, 哇, 我们自己是长得这么的俊美。
And we look at our hands.
当我们看看我们自己的手。
Wow, my hands are so strong.
我们的手是这么的有力。
And we look at our feet.
我们看看我们的脚。
Wow, these feet have brought me everywhere.
那这个脚带着我们到任何地方去。
So we are this part of the body.
所以我们都是身体的一部分。
Let's edify one another.
那我们能够彼此的来造就。
When we edify one another, for sure, this means we love one another.
当我们彼此造就的时候，也展现出我们彼此相爱。
But imagine if we come to church.
我们来想想，如果我们来到教会。
And we see the arms always hitting somebody.
如果我们看到这个手总是在打别人。
And our feet always kicking someone.
那这个脚总是在踢别人。
Of course, this is not, you know, it's not something that we can edify others.
当然这不是能够互相造就的。
If we do such things, this means we have no love toward one another.
如果说我们这样做的话，就是我们彼此没有相爱的心。
So we should not only receive one another, we should also edify one another.
所以不但我们要来彼此接纳，我们也要来彼此造就。
You know, right now I'm having five ladies in my house.
那大家知道现在我的家里住了五位女性。
I'm telling you, this is very tough.
我可以跟大家说这是很困难的。
Because, you know, ladies, they always have their, you know, they have their mood, right? Mood swing all the time, right?
那我们知道女生是比较有情绪的。
And I tell you the truth, every one of them take turn to be in a bad mood.
那我可以跟大家说，在我家里几乎是每个人每个女生都轮流有情绪不好的时候。
I'm the only male there.
那我是唯一的男性。
So every time they're in a bad mood, I have to cheer them up, right? Edify them, do something to make them happy, right?
那每一次有人情绪不好的时候，那我就要负责来感化他们，来让他们心情变好。
Even sometimes they dance for them, right?
有时候还要跳舞来助兴。
Of course, in an ugly way, so they can laugh, right?
当然我是故意作怪让他们能够开心。
Of course, I always go out of my way to do something stupid, right? So they can laugh, so they can be joyful, right? So they can be edified.
那有时候我做一些傻事，让他们能够高兴，能够离开这个不好的情绪。
And this is very tiresome.
那有时候会觉得很累。
You know, I'm glad that, you know, I'm not glad, but they're leaving next week, the two of them. But the thing is, but at least they are not together. If they are together, it's very difficult for me, right?
那其中的两位就要离开了，事实上要都这样在一起也是很难的。
Even sometimes when I cook, right?
有时候当我煮的时候
，Hey, not everybody happy with my cooking, right?
那并不是每个人都喜欢我煮的东西。
The chicken is too dry, right?
这个鸡肉太干了。
How can you steam the chicken without overdoing it? It's so simple, right?
那为什么这个鸡肉都会煮过头呢
？So of course I need to do something that I can just, you know, make them laugh and edify them. So why? So the whole family can be at peace.
所以我必须要做一些事情来让他们开心，所以整个家里能够维持和平。
Sometimes in church is also like this.
有时候在教会里面也是一样。
Really, we are a big family.
是的，我们是一个大家庭。
And during Sabbath day, I'm sure at least one of us in a bad mood.
在这个安息的时候，也许我们当中有一两个心情不好的。
But we must do something, go out our way to make one another love, to encourage one another.
那我们必须要能够做出一些事情来让大家能够彼此相爱。
That is to show love for one another.
这就是能够展现彼此。
Even though sometimes it's burdensome for me, right, to spend, you know, my time with the three ladies, but I, you know, because I love them, I, you know, I'm always going to be there for them, even try to, you know, edify them.
对我来说，就好像我在家里我花时间和他们在一起，因为我爱他们，希望能够感化他们，造就他们。
Let's go to Galatians.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Chapter 5.
哥罗西书第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
哥罗西书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Verse 13. Galatians 5, 13. Galatians 5, 13. Galatians.
加拉太书，对不起。加拉太书第五章第三节。
Galatians 5:13. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
13节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是为了要得自由，只是不可以将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心相互服侍。
There's one more way for us to show love toward one another.
那对我们来说要展现彼此相爱还有另外一个方法
That is to serve one another.
就是要来彼此服侍
You can see Moses for 40 years served the chosen people of God.
我们知道摩西他花了40年来服侍神的选民
We can see Samuel so many years he prayed and served the chosen people of God.
我们可以看到
Samuel.Samuel, something like that, right? I don't know.
参孙子。撒母耳，对不起。是啊，我们可以想到。
So, just like
撒母耳他这样服侍神的选民。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像耶稣基督。
You can see he proclaimed he came to serve, not to be served.
我们知道耶稣基督宣称他是来服侍人的，不是被人服侍的。
Because he loves us very much.
因为他非常的爱我们。
That's why one of the things that I like to do for my wife actually is to serve her.
那事实上就好像我喜欢对我太太做的事情有就是来服侍她
Even though it's not quite often I say I love you to her
就是说我不是常常对她说我爱你
But by serving her even though sometimes she complains but I know that she knows that I love her
即使说有时候我服侍她她也抱怨但是她知道从此她看得出来我爱她
Because if we don't love one another how can we serve one another
如果说我们不彼此相爱的话我们又怎么样来彼此服侍呢
And I think this serving is really isThe thing between the most precious thing between our wife and husband.
那我想服侍对丈夫和妻子来讲是一个很特殊的事。
Just think about our relationship as wife and husband.
就好像我们讲想，如果我们的关系是
that we can serve one another every single day.
如果说我们每天都能够彼此服侍
and this is very precious.
那这是非常珍贵的
because not everyone can serve the one that you love.
并不是说每一个人都对于彼此爱的人能够来服侍
because if you don't love the person, how can you serve them?
因为如果你不爱他，你怎么样来服侍他呢
If I don't love my wife, how can I cook for her?
如果说我不爱我的太太，我怎么为她煮东西
？That's why quite often why a man always love his wife's cooking more than any cooking.
就是说很多时候为什么丈夫总是特别喜欢太太煮的东西
？Because when she serves, she shows that she loves him.
因为当她服侍的时候，就展现她对他的爱。
And deep down inside his heart, he knows that's why even the food is not that good, but it tastes very good.
那在他心里他深深知道他的妻子爱他所以说即使食物没有那么好吃但是吃起来还是很棒
I share with you when I first met her
那我和大家分享当我和我的太太刚认识的时候
And that time I was working in the hospital on a weekend
那在那个时候我周末在这个医院工作
And that department I was only worker so I cannot go out to have lunch
那一个部门只有我一个人说我不能够出去吃午餐
And that time her did not drive
那个时候她还不开车
And she used to bring me lunch
她常常带午餐来给我吃
She had to walk to a bus station sometimes to the bus station she had to train right and then you know, take the lunch for me
那她必须到这个巴士站搭巴士再搭火车然后来为我带来午餐
and usually she bring Vietnamese noodles like pho
那有时候她常常带这个越南的面来给我吃
and by the time the pho reached where I am of course the soup is cold already and the pho has already get you know, big already like the noodles
那每次当她来的时候也许这个越南面已经冷掉了那这个面也吸水膨胀了
but when I ate it during that time it tastes so delicious
但是当我吃的时候我是觉得它是这么的美味
not because the food was delicious
不是因为说这个食物很好吃
because she go out her way to bring me food to serve me with that, you know, with that kind of serve of course it's because of she loves me
那是因为她能够能够花他的时间来将这个食物带给我，就展现出他对我的爱。
So that's why it's so important for us as brothers and sisters.
所以对我们来讲，弟兄姐妹之间很重
要的事。We should serve one another.
我们必须要来彼此的服侍。
But those of us who being served do not take advantage of those who are serving us.
但是那些被服侍的人却不要因此来占那些服侍的便宜。
Especially those who cook lunch.
尤其是那些准备午餐的。
Of course, once a week we come here, we have lunch together.
当然有时候每个星期我们来这里，每天都吃，每次吃午餐。
Even the food sometimes is not good, isn't that? But we should not complain.
其实说有时候食物没有那么好吃，但是我们不应该抱怨。
Because out of their love, they cook for us, they serve us.
因为基于爱心他们为我们来煮饭来。
But we should always show appreciation.
那我们必须要展现出我们的感谢。
Because if they don't love us, they would not serve us.
因为如果他们不爱我们，他们不会为我们服侍。
And if we don't live our life to serve one another, this means we don't love one another.
如果说我们不过一个互相服侍的生活，就表示我们并没有彼此相爱。
Of course, when it comes to serving, it's not only food.
当然谈到服事并不只单的是食物
But everything we do for one another
每一件我们为彼此做的事
Maybe one time a brother and sister need us to do a favor for them
有时候弟兄姐妹需要我们的帮忙
We should do our best to go out our way to do that favor for them
我们必须要尽我们力量来帮他们
Because maybe we, when we, if we miss this opportunity, we never ever be able to serve them again.
有时候我们错失了一个机会，我们甚至没有机会再来服侍。
You can see when our Lord Jesus Christ died.
我们知道当耶稣基督死的时候。
But before he died, Mary took the very costly oil and poured on his head.
我们知道当他死之前，玛利亚将一瓶香膏来倒在他的脚上。
And this was a great servitude.
那这是一个很好的侍奉。
But after he died, also the women took some kind of special sparknet and go to the tomb and also want to do the things for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那当他死了之后，那有些妇女也带着这些珍贵的香膏，想要来为耶稣基督做这些事。
But when they got to the tomb,
当他们来到坟墓的时候
was already too late.
已经太晚了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ already resurrected.
耶稣基督已经复活了。
So that's why every opportunity we have to serve one another, we should our pure heart serve one another.
所以当我们有任何一个互相服侍的机会的时候，我们应该全心尽力的来互相服侍。
Because serving is loving one another.
因为服侍就是彼此相爱的表现。
It doesn't matter how small it is, we should go out our way to serve one another.
不管是多么的小，我们都应该尽力的来做。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是说，为什么耶稣基督
say to his disciple?
他跟门徒这么说。
When I was hungry, you gave me food.
当我饿的时候，你们给我食物。
When I was thirsty, you gave me drink.
当我渴的时候，你们给我水喝。
When I was a stranger, you took me in.
当我是陌生人的时候，你们接待我。
And when I was in prison, you came to visit me.
当我在监牢里面的时候，你们来探望我。
And this is the servitude we should have for one another.
这就是我们彼此要有互相服侍的
态度。When we serve one another indirectly, we're serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们彼此服侍，间接的我们就来服侍神。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ said, even little, but you give a little cup to the least one, you do it to me.
耶稣基督告诉我们说，我们将一杯凉水给我们之间至小的，就是坐在耶稣基督的身上了。
So we not only receive one another.
我们不但要彼此接纳。
We should also show, try to edify one another.
我们也要彼此来造化。
And then try to serve one another.
我们要彼此来服侍。
Let's go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2.
我们看加拉太第六章第一节第二节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2.
加拉太第六章第一节第二节。
Brethren, if a man is overtaken in trespass, you who are spiritual restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness. Consider yourself, lest you also be tempted. Verse 2.
第二节。
Bear one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We can see in these two verses, they say, in verse 2, say, bear one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
在第二节这里我们看到说，你们个人的重担要彼此担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Why bear one another's burden fulfill the law of Christ?
那为什么彼此担当个人的重担会完全基督的律法呢？
Because to bear one another's burden is to love one another.
因为互相担当就是互相相爱的
表现。If you don't love that person, how can we bear their burden?
如果说你不爱那个人，你有办法担他的担吗？
Especially those brothers and sisters who have been overtaken by trespass.
尤其是那一些被过犯所胜过的。
And those of us who are spiritually We spiritual, we should must we must we continue to restore them.
如果我们这些属灵的，就要当个温柔的心把它挽回。
But this is not easy.
但是这不是一件容易的
事情。It's very burdensome.
是一件很负担很重的事。
And I'm sure sometime when you pray for a brother and sister who are weak in faith.
有时候我们想想，我们当为信心软弱的弟兄姐妹祷告的时候。
And after praying, we feel so tired.
那在祷告之后，我们觉得这么的累。
Why? Because it's very burdensome.
因为的确是负担很重。
The same thing if we come to Sabbath. Every Sabbath we come, we listen to brothers and sisters who have problems.
那相同的，每个星期六安息日来，我们听到那些弟兄姐妹有问题的。
This is very burdensome.
对我们来讲，负担也很重。
That's why most of the mental therapists, if they see people for counseling, they themselves need to be counseled.
那所以说在里面如果说那一些常常辅导人的有时候他们也需要被辅导
Because after a while they become so burdened
因为有过了一阵子之后他们的内心负担会太重
It's no difference for us as Christians
对我们来讲基督徒也是一样
I'm sure that some of you when you receive a call from a brother or sister
那我相信我们之间有时候当我们接到弟兄姐妹来的电话
Maybe they complain and say this and say that for 1 hour.
啊，也许他们念了一个小时，抱怨这个抱怨那个。
Maybe that 1 hour it lasts forever.
啊，也许那一个小时你觉得好像是永远那么的久。
But if we love one another,
但是如果说你彼此相爱
，we should be able to bear this kind of burden.
我们应该能够承受这样子的担子。
And hoping one day because we carry the burden for them, that they also one day they can carry their own burden and they become strengthened in faith.
啊，因为我们能够担他们的担，希望有一天他们能够坚强起来，担他们的担，能够坚持起自己的信心。
But I know it's not easy.
但是我知道这并不简单。
Because sometimes when a brother and sister call me.
啊，因为有时候当弟兄姐妹打电话给我的时候。
And first, I need to have enough time to talk to them.
那首先我必须要有足够的时间和他们说话。
If I'm in the middle of doing something, I really cannot pick up the phone.
啊，如果说我在忙，我真的没有办法接那个电话。
Because I know when this brother, this sister call me, I need at least half an hour, need at least an hour to talk to them.
啊，因为我知道当弟兄姐妹打电话给我的时候，有时我需要半个小时甚至一个小时和他们说话。
So this means if I want to talk to them, I must put everything aside.
啊，也就是说，当我要讲话的时候，我必须将所有的事都放在旁边。
And maybe these brothers and sisters, when they call me, they say to me exactly the same thing over and over again.
啊，也许当这些弟兄姐妹打给我的时候，总是讲一样的事情。
And you tell them to do exactly the same way over and over again.
啊，那也重复的告诉他们他们应该做的事情。
But they never take your advice.
啊，但是他们总是不听你
的劝告。But they want to call you.
啊，但是他们还是要打给你。
So sometimes it's very burdensome.
啊，所以有时候觉得负担很重。
That's why we don't have love to one another.
啊，那就是说我们为什么要彼此相爱？
We can never do this.
啊，如果说我们没有彼此相爱，
because I know some of you are very gifted in this kind of area.
啊，我们知道我们之中弟兄姐妹有一些人这方面很
有天分。That you really can call brother and sister and ask them and listen to their problems.
啊，那你真的可以在电话里面听弟兄姐妹的问题。
So we must continue to do this.
啊，所以我们要继续的这样子做。
Even though sometimes we feel very burdensome.
啊，即使说有时候我们觉得负担很大。
And hopefully by we know listen to them by carrying the burden for them that one day.They also can carry a burden for us when we are weak in faith.
啊，希望借由听他们的埋怨能够担他们的担，希望有一天他们也能够来负我们的担。
Even though sometimes we as minister we really have no one to talk to.
啊，有时候我们自己身为传道工人，好像没有人可以诉苦。
Especially when it comes to spiritual problems.
啊，尤其是当来到这个属灵的问题的时候。
When it comes to our weakness and things like that, it's very difficult to find a person to speak to.
啊，那当我们在灵性上的软弱的时候，很难找到一个可以讲话的对象。
But that's not true.
啊，但是这不是事实。
Because sometimes when we have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
啊，事实上，当我们彼此团契的时候
if you know, God used them indirectly to also encourage us.
啊，神也会间接的利用弟兄姐妹来鼓励我们。
So carry that burden for one another.
啊，所以我们要彼此来担当。
Because if we build to carry that burden for one another, and then we truly show that we love to one another.
啊，如果说我们能够彼此来担当的话，也就能够展现我们真正是彼此相爱的。
I always remember this story when I was younger.
啊，那在我年纪轻的时候，总是记得这样一个故事。
During this time, I was doing the communists.
啊，那在那个时候是一个共产党的时代。
There's really no food to eat.
啊，没有什么食物可以吃。
So during the time my grandma she was sick.
啊，在那个时候我的祖母她。
And she lived very far from me.
啊，那时候她住离我们很远。
I was only like 7 years old back then.
啊，那个时候我只有七岁。
And for some reason I'd be able to get a bowl of porridge right with me.
啊，那个时候我拿到了一碗粥。
And I didn't want to eat it myself, even though I was very hungry.
啊，那我那时候我并不想要自己吃，即使说我真的很饿。
But I want to give it to my grandma.
啊，那我想要给我的祖母。
But she was so far from me.
啊，但是她是住了这么的远。
And even the porridge, only thing I can put in is that you know the shell of the coconut. That's all I can put in.
啊，那在这个稀饭里面，我只能放一些这个椰子屑在里面。
And the food is very little.
啊，那这个食物也不多。
Even though this, yes, the porridge, but mostly water is only, you know, few rice in there inside.
啊，即使说是一碗粥，事实上里面的米并不多。
But during that time, because I love my grandma very much.
啊，那个时候我很爱我的祖母。
I walk, right? I begin to walk.
啊，那我就开始走。
And when I was walking, the rain, it started to rain.
啊，那开始走的时候又开始下雨。
And during that time, I have nothing to cover the porridge.
啊，那个时候我也找不到什么东西来盖这一碗粥。
Because during that time, I have no shirt, but I walk with
no shirt on because I was so young, right? It's no shirt. I think I walk only with my shorts, right? So I have nothing to cover the porch at all.
在那个时候我甚至都没有穿上衣，我通常都只穿着短裤。
So I just killed the coconut shell of the porch and put my hands like this. And I know it's so burdensome for me to walk so far in the rain, try to get this porch to my grandma.
在那个时候我就只好用我的手盖着，那我知道对我来讲要走这么远去给我的祖母是很累的。
But when I was almost there,
但是当我快要到的时候,
I had to cross a footbridge.
那我要走过一座桥,
because it was raining so hard.
那因为这座桥因为下雨,
and the bridge was very weak.
那这个桥又很脆弱,
so I walked on it and I fell off that bridge and spilled all the porridge. Right?
那我走在桥上我跌倒了, 那所有的粥也就倒了。
And that time I was so sad. Right?
在那时候我很难过,
because I could not bring that porridge to my grandma.
我没有办法将这碗粥带给我的祖母。
I wasn't sad because I was so burdensome trying to bring this porridge, but the result, I could not be able to accomplish to bring the porridge to my grandmother.
那我伤心不是因为我花了这么多精神这么累, 结果还是没有办法把这个粥带给我的祖母。
But because I love her,
那是因为我爱她。
I didn't think about my own burden,
并没有想到我自己,
but I just tried to think to make her happy.
那我希望她能够高兴。
And nowadays, we as brothers and sisters,
今天我们弟兄姐妹,
if we have this kind of mentality,
如果我们有这样子的一个心意,
yes, even though it's burdensome sometimes to talk to brothers and sisters when they have problems, but we want to look for the result to make them strong in faith.
是的，也许要听弟兄姐妹的抱怨，让人觉得负担很重，但是希望他们能够，我们能够想到最后的结果，他们能够开心。
Because when we bear one another's burden,
当我们互相担当的时候,
we fulfill the law of Christ.
我们就完全了神的律法。
Because when we bear one another's burden, this means we show love for one another.
当我们互相担当的时候, 我们就展现彼此的爱。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32.
我们看以弗所书第四章第32节。
Ephesians 4:32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God and Christ forgave you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
This is another way to demonstrate our love toward one another.
这又是另外一个方法，可以展现我们彼此相爱的心。
We must forgive one another.
我们必须要来彼此饶恕。
A person who we love the most, it doesn't matter what they do to us, we always be able to love them.
那我们最爱的人，不管他对我们做了什么事情，我们总是能够来爱他们。
Just like my siblings.
就好像我的弟兄姐妹。
Actually, many of us, we acted so bad right toward our parents when we were younger.
事实上我们其中很多对我们父母都很不好。
And we never show respect toward them.
我们不曾表现我们对他们的尊敬。
Maybe when they ask us to do something, we always complain.
当他们要我们做什么时候，我们总是抱怨。
But even some of my siblings, they went in jail, went to jail.
甚至我的弟兄姐妹有些还因此入了监狱。
My parents always love us.
但是我们的父母总是爱我们。
Why? Because they be able to forgive all the things that we have done.
因为他们能够饶恕我们所做的每一件事情。
Because if they cannot forgive us, this means they have no love for us.
如果说他们不能够饶恕我们, 就表示他们对我们并没有真正的爱。
The same thing for our Lord Jesus Christ.
对我们耶稣基督来讲也是一样。
Why did he be able to forgive us for all our sin?
为什么耶稣基督能够饶恕我们所有的过犯呢?
Because he loved us very much.
因为他非常的爱我们。
That's why between my wife and I,
所以在我和我妻子之间,
it's very difficult for us to go one day, you know, being mad at one another.
那对我们来讲, 要能一整天对对方生气是很难的。
Why? Because we love one another too much.
因为我们彼此非常的相爱。
That if we allow a person, if we allow ourselves to be mad at them for one day, this one day is way too long.
如果说你让另外一个人让你对你生气一天，这一天就是太长了。
So quite often when I do something wrong,
所以很多时候当我做错了一些事情,
my wife always be able to forgive me.
我的妻子总能够饶恕我。
And why does she be able to do this?
为什么她能够这样做呢?
Because she loves me.
因为她爱我。
So the same thing as brothers and sisters.
所以对弟兄姐妹之间也是一样。
Yes, when other brothers and sisters sin against us,
是的，有些弟兄姐妹,
forgive them.
我们要原谅他们。
Do not hold a grudge forever and ever. Of course, we have the right to be mad if they do something wrong against us. But we must have the heart to forgive them. Especially when they do something wrong against us. And we know most of the time it's not on purpose. But even if it's on purpose, we should have the heart to forgive them because we love them. If we not be able to forgive one another, this means we have no love toward one another. So that's why when God asked Cain, where is your brother? He said, I don't know.
他说我不知道.
Am I my brother's keeper?
我岂是看守我弟兄的吗?
This means he doesn't care, doesn't love for his brother Abel.
代表说他并不关心,
but if God asks us,
但是如果说神问我们,
where is your brother?
你的弟兄在哪里?
We should know where they are.
我们应该知道他们在哪里?
We should know every one of them by name.
我们应该, 对他们每个人的名字, 我们都知道.
Why? Because we have received them for ourselves. We have tried our best to edify them, to encourage them.
我们试着我们最大的能力来召唤他们, 来感化他们.
And we also try our best to be able to forgive them.
我们也试着来, 饶恕他们.
Because by forgiving them, then we show that we love them.
因为藉由饶恕,
but also do not forget to serve one another.
也不要忘记,
because to serve one another is a blessing within itself. So may God help all of us. And continue to give us the strength to love one another. By receiving one another. Edify and encouraging one another. Serve one another. And forgive one another. Because it's the love that God has loved us with. Now let's rise up and sing hymn 126.
那我们一起来站立唱诗126首。126首。